Welcome to St. Pete Run Fest Good Sweat Podcast. We are here today with Audrey Stasko from Duke Energy. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming, and thanks for being a big partner, not only in the community, but for St. Pete Run Fest as our 5K sponsor. So we're thrilled to have you. And so thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Yeah. Just made sense, I think. You know, Duke Energy is investing in renewables and cleaner energy, so it's definitely important to get, alongside some organizations, grassroots organizations like you guys that have similar goals.
Well, Audrey, when we struck up some conversations a couple years ago, one of our big pillars at the event is sustainability. Mm-hmm. And so every year we're trying to get better, and there's so many areas for improvement, from recycling to composting to, you know, reducing our carbon footprint. And when we had an opportunity to work with Duke, which is a huge part of our community here in St. Pete, we jumped at the opportunity to team up, especially with the growing investments around clean energy, yeah. Right? And the CEC program, which, again, I think is something I think would be great to spend just a few minutes on, because I know within the clean energy connection, the program, there's some confusion around it. Right. And I mean, to me, it's been one of those things where when we first started the partnership, it was such a great opportunity to help within the community, to help build out the solar footprint of Duke and provide, you know, more cost-effective services to the folks here in our community. So we jumped at the opportunity, but I think there's still some confusion around what the heck is it? So could you spend just a second to help educate the audience on, you know, what is the clean energy, the Community Clean Energy Connection Program?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it would help, too, to sort of level set from Duke Energy's perspective, too. You know, most customers or most people in Pinellas County are going to be Duke Energy customers.
Yeah.
So you know we're a utility provider, but a lot of people don't realize we serve 35 counties, 2 million customers. We say we power 4 million lives, because just because there's a customer account tied to them, there could be lots of people utilizing that electricity in that home or business and things like that. And so, you know, I'll say mostly we rely heavily on natural gas as a company for reliable power, right? Because of we have 2 million customers,
sure,
to serve, and it's, mm-hmm, growing. Florida is growing.
Yeah.
And so we
see it on the roads.
We see it a lot in St. Pete,
yes,
for sure.
Absolutely. Yep. And another interesting perspective, you know, a lot of people don't realize we've actually been in the St. Petersburg community for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be celebrating our 125th year anniversary this,
wow,
July. So we're actually older than St. Petersburg, the city itself.
Wow.
And so we've come a long way. I think we had a wood burning generator down at the St. Petersburg, what is now the St. Petersburg Yacht Club. So that was St.
Really?
Petersburg Electric and Power Co. And you'll probably hear...
We weren't expecting a history lesson.
Yes,
now. This,
yeah,
is great.
You'll probably
it.
Hear more about that in a couple of months, because we're really, wanting to highlight that, because, like you said, a lot
Should.
Of people just don't know. But needless to say, we've come a long way from that. There was about 1,000 people in St. Petersburg at that time when we started in 1899.
Wow.
Signed up our first customer. And so, as times change, as customers, we get more and more customers, energy demands increase, we have to be able to meet those demands. And one thing that we continue to hear from our customers is that they want cleaner options.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that's really where this Clean Energy Connection Program came about, was our customers wanting another option. And this is for customers who particularly may not have the space to put rooftop solar. They might not want to invest in rooftop solar, whether it's because of insurance policy or whatever. They just don't have the,
yeah,
space.
Yeah.
Pinellas and St. Petersburg specifically is very dense populated. There's not a lot of places to put large solar panels, right? So this was just our opportunity to give those customers who had clean energy goals, were very invested in a cleaner energy future, an option to participate in that. So basically what they do is they subscribe to solar energy,
mm-hmm,
right? And that actually down, as you you're longer a subscriber, you will get credits towards your bill. And these subscription fees actually help pay for solar centers that are located right here in Florida. And yeah, so that's basically the overall, I'll say, of it.
So, yeah, so good to know. I mean, because it's one of those things where it can be complicated. Cause I mean, what you do is complicated. Yeah. So the essentially, if I understand this right, I don't have enough either funds or space to put up my own panels, but I want to start with a more, you know, clean energy option. Yeah. I have the ability to subscribe to the clean energy connection through subscriptions, right? So in other words, it will essentially reduce my overall cost, my footprint and cost, right? Yeah. So that's and I don't have to go invest in a bunch of panels on my house. Which I actually happened to do. I did that already, but so I'm not probably the best candidate, but
We were fortunate we bought a house that had,
we were lucky,
and it's amazing,
right?
But we obviously before that, how do we do this? We want to buy, we're going to put solar panels, but it's this much money. Like, I mean, we would have loved to have done it, but we couldn't afford it. So this is a really interesting program.
Right, and I think the biggest thing, too, is that it's not going to make sense for everybody, right? This is a voluntary program, and it's for people who have that vision like you all with St. Pete Run Fest, sustainability, cleaner energy, but maybe don't have the funds or the space. Or it can be, you got to think about it from this way, large businesses who, absolutely have those goals, right? And they want to meet them. This is just another tool for them to meet those goals. It's not the end all be all, but it definitely works for some of our larger subscribers, like our colleges and, fast food restaurants that want to have that peace of mind that they are reducing their carbon footprint, and they get renewable energy credits or certificates to do that. So they get to subscribe and say that they are reducing their carbon footprint through these RECs, is what we call them. Mm-hmm. And so, you're definitely getting something for it. But again, it might not make sense for everybody, just like running a marathon.
That's for everybody. I don't know what you're saying there. That's for everybody. But Audrey, thank you for that, because getting through my simple head, just trying to understand it, and thank you for Duke for doing that and providing another tool to reduce the footprint. So right. So thank you for the partnership. Switching gears, walking in, I walking out of the house this morning, I just started sweating, and then walking in here, so I'm a sweaty mess, and I think just in terms of our audience. This is the time of year, right, that the prices and the cost of energy is going up. Any tips or thoughts in terms of, for the folks out there that are Duke Energy customers, as we know the heat is rising, any tips and tricks, I guess, in terms of keeping that energy bill under control this summer?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. I'm always sweating. So I'm originally from upstate New York, so the heat is definitely new for me, but I'm still enjoying it, because as long as it's not snow, I've been here for 9 years, and I'm like, as long as it's not snow, I'm happy.
We understand.
We grew up in New Hampshire, so
okay,
we know all about it.
Okay, you get it.
I never want to see snow again.
Yeah, so I'll take the heat. I'll take the sweat. It's better than, your pant legs being all wet from the snow and things like that. But
couldn't agree more.
I was actually talking to our chief meteorologist yesterday, and so a lot of people don't realize either that Duke Energy actually staffs meteorologists 24/7, because weather is very important to our business.
And we're glad you do.
Yes, I think he said that May is on track to be one of the warmest Mays we've had in a while, especially down here in St. Petersburg, Florida. So record-breaking. So with that, we know people are going to be, cranking up the AC. Just trying to stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while, right? So our billing is typically about a month later, right? So you're looking at your usage from a month ago. And I think the most important thing is to just be cognizant of your usage. That's when you're going to see higher bills. And it's important to measure them based on last May or last April. I think a lot of people try to do the month-to-month thing, But we know last month was very different.
It sure is.
You know, it just feels so much hotter, and it kind of just exploded out of nowhere, even though it happens every year. We're just like caught off guard from it. So I think that's number one, is just knowledge is power, and being informed about your usage is just going to be help you make decisions and help you change your daily habits that will help reduce your energy use and reduce your bill. So that's number one. But we have a lot of programs available that will actually help you become your own energy expert. And so one of those is, you know, the Home Energy Check. I can't speak enough about this program. It's free to Duke Energy customers. And basically, you can either do it online, by phone, or in person, where you have one of our energy advisors walk you through how your home uses energy. They're going to look at your windows. They're going to look at your AC units, you know, your dirty filter. I actually had a home energy check last year, and we invited some media to come and check it out and get a behind-the-scenes look. And, man, we got dinged on the filter. And at first we said,
thanks for the reminder.
Every 3 months you should be changing it. And even more, if say you've got a bigger unit, or you know, you got some dogs in there that are kicking up dust and things like that.
All the above.
You can just think about it in that way. The dirtier it is, it's the harder that unit is going to work. And that goes for regular maintenance and things like that. But I would say, you know, definitely focus on the thermostat and the AC, because that's going to be one of your biggest energy users. Obviously, you've got appliances and things like that, but just being mindful of it, and you know,
how would we schedule that? So that's, I mean, I know that they would find a lot of things in my house. So
yeah, and like I said, you know, even if you can't commit to getting them in person, meaning you just are busy and you don't have the time to walk through with them, I'll definitely recommend that, because you get so much information. I mean, you have that energy advisor at your fingertips, where they can just you know, dispel myths and tell you everything they know about energy efficiency, and it's really helpful. But on the other side, you can call in, or you can go online and do those virtually, which is really good option for people that are just busy, or maybe they don't want to talk to somebody as much
face-to-face. That's like my brother. He doesn't like people.
I get it. But yeah, you can go to our website. You know, you could even Google Duke Energy Home Energy Check, and you will find lots of information about that program. And again, it's free. And so what that does is sets you up. You'll get a detailed report of your home's energy usage. Then you can make decisions based off that. Then you can even decide to make improvements. And if you do that, like say get new windows, or say get more insulation, we'll give you rebates for it.
So good to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out there.
That's fantastic.
You know,
well, I think your first point there, Audrey, about the first get it, you know, get a baseline, right?
Yeah.
So, and make sure that you're looking at the right data, right? So year over year information in terms of consumption is step one, much like in our health, right?
Right.
We want to get our blood work done every year. We want to make sure where those baselines are. And whenever there's a difference, that's where you want to really spend time to understand what those deltas are. And there's an area that you can get some efficiencies from that. And then the services that you provide to go take a look under the hood to figure out. Yeah, I know in my house, it's probably the simple stuff, like the filters.
Another thing for our furry friends, I think I've asked an energy advisor, you know, what's the biggest thing you see people in the thermostat, obviously, the taking care of your AC. But they say, yeah, if you've got, you know, pets and you're letting them out, and you keep that door open, even just for a couple seconds, couple minutes.
It's working.
You're letting that humidity in, and that is just getting into your unit and making it run harder. So it's like, you know, just shut the door. Go out there with them. Which, you know, I guess you've got to get a little
sweatier. My wife's always yelling at me for that very thing.
Yeah, so close the door. Sometimes, you know, they'll see, they'll have refrigerators that aren't working as properly, and so they say, all right, I'm gonna get a new one, and I'm gonna put this one out in the garage. Well, guess what? It's still not working properly out there, and it's, you know, sucking up more energy. So just things like that I don't think we would typically be aware of, but there's a lot of things you can do, a lot of programs that we have. And I think just going back to the conversation about the community solar, you know, we do offer those same energy checks for businesses. And so I think it's just, you got to look at it from an all inclusive approach. It's not, you know, one thing is not going to be able to fix it all. And that's kind of, as a utility, what we look at, whether it's from diversity and fuel or energy sources. We look at an all-above approach. How to, you know, because the reality is just the technology is just not there, right, to go 100% solar or, you know, to every building be 100% energy efficient and things like that. So you kind of have to just take it, you know, take advantage of what's there right now and know that we're always looking ahead to the future.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the meteorologist? You have your own on-staff meteorologist?
Yes.
Does he have like dress up and do something for all the Duke employees?
Do you have a green screen?
That is really, we're really curious about that.
He's got cool technology. A green screen is not one of them, but maybe something we'll have to look into. But yeah, they're great, and they are just monitoring 24/7, right? Because as we know, storms can come out of nowhere and really cause disruption to your service. And so even though we do all of this storm hardening and proofing and things like that, Mother Nature is just so unpredictable. So they've got an interesting job. It's different than a typical meteorologist where, you know, they get to predict the weather, they go on the news and things like that. These guys are actually predicting, you know, is this going to cause outages? Is this going to impact our system? Where? When? How? And so we take that information and then really develop plans about, okay, do we need to call in some extra resources, some extra line crews tonight? Because we've got this weather pattern coming over. So it is really fascinating, but it's just part of what we do every day. But especially important, I mean, we've got hurricane season, do I dare say it?
It is the season, yes.
Right around the corner. And so, you know, not only are we looking at the heat, but we're looking at, you know, a very active hurricane season. So we're always preparing for that.
We appreciate that. And thank you so much for the clarity around the solar and the clean energy connection program. I think that's very helpful. And also just the helpful tip in terms of getting able to have someone come out and give us an assessment or virtual on ways that we could save money, because we know it's going to get hotter.
Yeah.
And, you know, ways that we can save a few bucks on the utility bill. I think everyone is welcome. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So thank you so much for spending some time and educating us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the partnership.
Yeah.